Our scripture lesson this morning is from Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, and it's found on page 1073 in the Pew Bible in front of you, if you would like to follow along. And if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have a visitor today from faraway land, faraway time, and I'd like you to meet her. So we will have her come and visit with us for a while.
Good morning. I am Mary, wife of Clopas. Clopas and Joseph, Jesus' father, are brothers. Mary is my sister-in-law, but she has always been like a sister to me. On that terrible morning, I begged her not to follow as Jesus was led to be crucified. "Mary, why would you want to see this? It will be too hard." But she said to me, "I will not let my son die alone among these wolves." And so we went, joined by only one of his disciples, the young John, and by Mary of Magdala. Jesus' mother was a strong and determined woman, and she loved her son as much as any woman ever loved a son. He was to her the joy of her life and the purpose of her existence. Jesus sought to prepare her for what lay ahead in Jerusalem, but somehow she had always known that he would die a young man, giving his life to save the world. Mary was determined to stand near Jesus as he suffered. She would fight to hold back her tears, seeking to show her son strength and love. She would do all she could standing there to ease his pain and to give him hope. As the crowd hurled their insults, Mary slowly pushed her way through until she stood before him. There he hung, naked as to humiliate and in wretched pain. Jesus' feet were 2 feet off the ground, and from where Mary stood, she could reach up and touch his chest, though the Roman guards forbade such things. As we stood there, Mary said to Jesus, "I love you, my son. Your father will soon come for you. You are in his hands now. I love you." It was then that Jesus looked at his mother and spoke slowly and intently. "Dear woman, this now is your son." He nodded his head toward John, and to John he said, "Here is your mother." John put his arm around Mary and held her, as if to say to Jesus, "I understand. I will take care of her."
This is the third statement that Jesus makes on the cross. As he hung there for 6 hours, slowly dying, he looks at his mother and takes care of her. He was in a way fulfilling the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments, which says, respect your mother and your father. And that commandment actually encompasses that you take care of your mother and your father. And as Jesus is dying and looking at his mother standing there, he sought to take care of her by entrusting her to one of his disciples, John. So he says, dear woman, dear mother, here is your son who will take care of you. And to his disciple, John, he says, John, I trust that you will take care of my mother. It sounds like a personal interchange or conversation that Jesus is concerned for his mother, concerned for her well-being. But actually, if we reflect on it a little further, what Jesus is doing is he is modeling for us what we as a church, or what we as a family of God, the humanity as a family of God, are to, that we are to be that community that cares for each other. I'm sure if Jesus did not entrust his mother to John, somebody would have stepped in and took care of her. But Jesus made a point asking John to care for his mother as if it was his own mother. And the old church tradition says that Mary lived out the rest of her life at a town called Ephesus, which is at the western part of Turkey, in a house that John built for her. We say we are a family. We say the humanity is a family of God. For each and every single individual were created by God. And so everybody is children of God. That makes all of us family. And Jesus on the cross is modeling for us that no matter how difficult things get, no matter how painful it gets, that we are responsible for each other. Paul, in 1 Corinthians, uses the image of body to show us this intricate relationship and the connectedness that we have as the family of God. So he says that when one part suffers, we all suffer together. When one part rejoices, we all rejoice together. And in some ways, we see that and we experience that. When one part of humanity, no matter how far they are, when they suffer, we feel their pain and we suffer together. When one part of humanity rejoices together, then we all rejoice together. Somehow, it is hard for us to embrace this notion and live that out as a big family. See, the violence to one another is not done when we actually stab other person or shoot at other person or when we actually do violent acts. But the violence against one another begins in the point of our indifference. When we are indifferent to other suffering, when we are indifferent to others' plight, then that is just the same as if we were doing physical violence to them. Or we do violence against each other when we begin to devalue others for whatever reason, because they're different from us, because they are of different race, because they are of different religion, or because they are of different gender, or different sexual orientation, or whatever the isms that we use to separate ourselves from others, devaluing others. That's when we do violence rather than caring for them. As Jesus hung on the cross, and as he uttered these words, "Here is your son, here is your mother," we hear Jesus' call to care for our parents and see a picture of what it means for us as a church, as Christians, as Jesus' followers, caring for those who are younger, caring for those who are older, caring for those who are in need, caring for those who are struggling, as our children, as our parents, as our brothers, as our sisters. As a Church of Jesus Christ, it is our mission to care for those Jesus cares for as if they are our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our children. And may we be the arms of Christ, feet of Christ, going to those brothers and sisters that we have never even met, but whom Jesus loves and care. Amen.